Welcome back. This is an intermediate stepper playbook lesson for Ableton Live 12, and today we're doing one very specific thing really well, using an air horn as hit color for old school jungle and DNB vibes. Not a novelty, not something you spam every bar. We're treating the air horn like arrangement punctuation, a single, intentional hit that makes your stepper groove feel like it just leveled up into a rave moment. By the end, you'll have a reusable air horn rack built with stock devices. You'll know a few classic placements that always work, and you'll have a clean system for space, ducking, and macro so the horn feels hype without wrecking your drums. Alright, let's set the context first, because the horn only makes sense if the groove is already talking. Step 0. Prep the stepper. Set your tempo somewhere in the pocket. 170 to 174 BPM. I'll imagine 172. Build a basic stepper pattern. Kick on 1 and 3. Snare on 2 and 4. Then hats and shuffles doing the forward motion, usually living around 16 THS with some 30-second energy, if you want it to feel skippy. Here's the key detail. Make sure your snare has a clear crack and identity. The air horn will be timed around that crack, or it'll be ducked around it, but either way the snare is the king. If the snare doesn't own the groove, the horn won't feel like a reaction. It'll feel like an interruption. Group your drums and label a drum bus. That makes sidechaining and mixing moves way faster later. Now step 1. Choose and prep the air horn sample. Drag a one-shot air horn into Ableton. You can do this as audio on an audio track, or put it in Simpler on a MIDI track. For intermediate workflow and easy variations, Simpler is usually the move. In Simpler, go one-shot mode. Turn trigger on, so you get the full hit when the MIDI note plays. For one-shots, leave warp off most of the time. Set voices to 1 so it behaves mono. That classic, clean, single-hit behavior matters in DNB. It keeps it punchy and stops messy overlap. Now, click prevention. Add a tiny fade-in. 1 to 3 milliseconds is enough. That little detail is the difference between pro sample and why is my mix clicking. Pitch it to match the tune and the energy. For chunkier, more old-school weight, try pitching down 3 to 7 semitones. If you want more rave alert, pitch it up 2 to 5. Don't overthink it. Pick one that feels like it belongs next to your snare tone. Coach note here, also pick the horn length for the roll. If the horn is supposed to be punctuation, trim the tail so it's mostly attack and that first blast of tone. Often 150 to 400 milliseconds is plenty. If it's a real hype moment, keep more tail. But let your reverb and delay create the long feeling rather than relying on the dry sample to hang forever. Now step 2. Place the horn like jungle. Timing is the whole game. We'll do 4 placements. You can use MIDI notes if you're in Simpler, or audio clips if you're in an audio track. Same concept. Placement A, the drop accent. The classic, put the horn on the first downbeat of the drop, like bar 17, beat 1 if you're doing a 16-bar intro into a drop. That's the iconic we're in moment. If you add another hit, put it 2 bars later at most. The rule is, don't turn your signature moment into wallpaper. Placement B. Bar end punctuation. This pushes momentum into the next phrase. Put the horn on beat 4, and the offbeat right before the new bar. For example, bar 4, and leading into bar 5. In steppers, this feels really DJ-ish, like calling the transition. Here's a micro-timing coach trick. Don't only nudge late. Late hits feel like crowd reaction, which is great when it's near a snare. But if it's acting as a transition marker, like a bar end push into a new 8-bar phrase, try nudging it slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. That can feel like the DJ calling the change, instead of the crowd reacting. Placement C. Call and response with the snare. Put the horn just after snare 2 or 4. And I mean just after. Nudge it late by about 10 to 25 milliseconds. This is one of those it doesn't sound like MIDI anymore moves. It's subtle, but it instantly makes it feel like the room responded to the snare. Placement D. Triplet tease. An old rave trick. Switch your grid to 8-note triplets and program 2 to 3 quick taps before the drop. Keep them quieter than the main hit. These are the rewind tease vibes. They should feel tucked, like a hint, not the headline. In Ableton, you can toggle triplet grid and set the grid resolution to 1/8t. Then keep velocities low on those teaser taps. Now we build the sound. Step 3. The air horn hit color rack with stock devices, and order matters. On the horn track, we'll go EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, then auto filter, then a compressor for sidechain ducking. First, EQ8. This is about staying out of bass territory and controlling pain. Put a high-pass filter around 100 to 160 Hz. If your horn is pitched down and has extra weight, you might push that higher. The point is, you do not need sub in an air horn. Your base owns that real estate. Then sweep for harshness. Horns often stab between 2.5 and 4.5 kHz. Put a bell there and dip maybe 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q. Don't blindly cut. Sweep until the O goes away without killing the personality. If it's dull, add a gentle high shelf at 7 to 10 kHz, 1 to 2 dB. Gentle, if you have to crank the top end, it usually means the horn needs different saturation or filtering, not more treble. Extra sound design tip. Horns have a vowel band. If you want it to feel like it talks, try a tiny narrow boost around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz, like 1 to 2 dB. That's the honk body. Then balance that by controlling the sting in the 2 to 5K region. Second, saturator. This is density, not volume. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then level match. This is huge. Trim the output so bypass and enabled are about the same loudness. Otherwise, you'll always think more drive sounds better, when it's really just louder. The goal is that the horn feels thicker and more present without becoming ice picky. Third, drum bus. Subtle, but effective. Drive just a little, say 2 to 10%. Crunch basically tiny, 0 to 10%. Usually keep boom off, because boom will fight the bass and you'll regret it later. Then transients, plus 5 to plus 15. That's the smack knob. If it gets too bright or spitty, use damp to calm it down. Advanced control move. If drum bus starts biting, put a limiter before drum bus and shave 1 to 2 dB off peaks. Then use transients to bring punch back in a controlled way. You get contained punch instead of painful spikes. Fourth, auto filter. This is vibe control and arrangement control. Use a 24 dB low pass filter and automate it by section. Darker in verses, brighter on drops. In practice, you might automate between 6 kHz and 14 kHz depending on the horn sample. If you want a little bloom on the hit, add a small positive envelope amount so the filter opens briefly with the transient. Now step 4. Give it rave space without washing the mix. Do not drown the horn with a giant reverb on the channel. Put space on return tracks so you can control it like a DJ, small amounts most of the time, and then one dramatic throw when it matters. Return A. Short reverb. Use hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode. Set decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry hit stays punchy. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't mud up the low mids, and high cut around 7 to 10 kHz so it doesn't add hiss and harshness. Then set the horn's send amount pretty low to start. Think minus 18 to minus 10 dB. You want space, not hallway. Return B. Tempo delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 depending on how busy your drums are. Feedback maybe 15 to 35%. High pass the delay around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't thicken the low mids. Add a tiny bit of modulation so it moves, and if you want width, turn ping pong on. But keep the dry horn mostly mono and centered. Width is something you earn through returns, not by spreading the main hit. Mono discipline makes the horn hit harder and keeps your mix stable. Classic move. Automate the echo send up for one single hit before a drop. That's your throw. You get drama without writing a whole drum fill. Now step 5. Sidechain duck the horn so the drums stay king. Put a compressor after your tone chain. Turn on sidechain. Choose drum bus as the input, or even better, key it from the snare track if you want to protect the crack specifically. Set ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds so the horn transient can speak a bit, and release around 60 to 150 milliseconds so it breathes in time with the groove. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. You're not trying to flatten the horn. You're making it bow around the drums. Advanced variation. Two-stage ducking. First, compressor keyed from the full drum bus for gentle glue. Second, compressor keyed only from snare, faster and a bit deeper, with a short release. That protects the snare authority even when the horn overlaps. Now step 6. Make it performable with macros, because this is where editing becomes arranging. Select the whole effects chain and group it into an auto effect rack. Then map macros. Map tone to the auto filter cutoff. Map grit to saturator drive. Map punch to drum bus transients. Map room to the return ascend amount, or if you absolutely must keep reverb inline, map dry slash wet, but sends are cleaner. Map echo throw to return B send amount. Map ducking to the compressor threshold. One more practical mapping that saves your mix, Poi utility at the end of the rack and map a macro called horn level to utility gain. Then you can /b quickly in live 12 devices view with the drums at full volume and set the horn so it's obvious only when it happens, not constantly present. Now step 7, arrangement discipline. This is what keeps it old school hype instead of cheesy, a reliable rule. Once every 8 bars max, unless you are deliberately doing a rave section. The horn is punctuation, not a percussion instrument. Try a simple story arc across 32 bars. First 16 bars, no horn or just one tiny tease. First drop, one iconic hit. Mid drop, one bar end push. Second drop, do the same placements but upgrade one thing. Pitch it down 5 semitones or morph to a router chain, or use a resampled version. Another trick, negative space. Right before the horn, remove a small element for have a beat, a hat, a ghost snare, a tiny percussion tick. The horn will feel louder and more dramatic without any gain change. And think beyond the snare. Call and response can happen with bass too. If your bass has a repeating motif, drop the horn right after the motif ends, like the crowd reacting to the bass line. Now step 8, optional resampling for that authentic taped rave character. If the horn still feels too clean, print it.